Hello there. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today and tomorrow, we're going to do a two-part series, if you want to call it that, where we're going to focus on looking to the future. How, as Christians, should we view the future? You know, a lot of times we view it with fear, but other times we take things for granted and just assume that things will be a certain way, when in reality, we don't know that. So what I'm going to do is today, as we look at the Mass readings, the daily Mass readings, I will look at the first reading, a reading from the letter of St. James, because I thought it was really good. And then tomorrow, we'll continue this facing the future or looking to the future theme by looking at the daily gospel. So we get really one reading will be a gospel reading. The other will be from a letter from St. James, giving us sort of a different perspective, a two-part look at how we as Christians should view the future. So with that in mind, let me read today's first reading from Daily Mass, James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Beloved, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go into such and such a town, spend a year there doing business, and make a profit. You have no idea what your life will be like tomorrow. You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or that. But now you are boasting in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So for one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, it is a sin. Now, you might think like, whoa, that's a rough reading. It's a kind of a slap in the face. But really, what it is, it's a wake-up call. And here's why I think this is so important. Because I think, and you know, I speak a lot and I write a lot about finding peace because it's something I've always struggled with. My issues with anxiety are very well documented. And one of the big sources of misery, hopelessness, being flat, not feeling anything, you know, losing, becoming discouraged. I think one of the biggest sources of that problem in our lives is a lack of gratitude for what the Lord has done for us. Because unless we appreciate what He has done for us, how He helps us, how we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for His providence, unless we appreciate that, we're always going to be freaked out by the events that take place around us or the potential events that take place around us. What James is reminding us of is the fact that, look, you are totally dependent on God. Totally. You wouldn't be able to breathe without Him. Without giving you lungs that function, without giving you air to breathe, without giving you a beating heart, you do nothing to now allow your heart to beat or your lungs to function. That's God's gift to you. The fact that you woke up this morning, that's due to God's providence. So therefore, when we accept that and when we don't take things for granted, just assuming, well, I'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. No, God willing, I'll be here tomorrow. When you begin to think that way, it can have the effect of totally making you panic about, well, what if I die tonight because nothing's guaranteed? That can happen. But if you look at it from a Christian point of view, the fact that you're alive today because of God's providence can inspire you to look to tomorrow without fear. Because if God chooses to give you tomorrow, and we don't know if He will, I don't know if I'll have tomorrow, I don't know if you will. If He does, that's a reminder for us that He's in charge, He's in control, and therefore, what used to be scary or what could be scary if you take God out of the picture is less scary because you know you're being protected by God. Not always protected from bad circumstances, but overall, He's allowing you to be alive and providing for your needs because He cares about you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled. Tough message to get through our heads sometimes, but it's such an important one. So, with that in mind, I'm going to say this. God willing, I hope to join you tomorrow for the second part of this series. Have a good night.